Okay, the grandparents of a 7-year-old Florida girl arrested after they allegedly got drunk. And used their SUV to tow the child while she was seated in her plastic Hot Wheels car.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, definition of a fun grandparent probably changes from time to time. Paul and Belinda Jean Berlone were busted on Sunday afternoon after
their
sheriff...
Their name is Berlone?
Berlone.
Oh,
Berlone, yeah.
Okay.
Busted on Sunday afternoon after a sheriff's deputy spotted them pulling the girl's toy car, which was attached to the
SUV
by a pair of dog leashes. The child was not injured. She was wearing only a swimsuit.
That's the important thing. Yeah. Wasn't injured.
Deputy estimated that the Hot Wheels was traveling between 5 and 10 miles an hour. Police say Grandpa Paul, who was driving the
SUV,
reeked a booze. And Grandma Belinda, for her part, riding in the vehicle's cargo area, hatch open, cheering her little granddaughter on.
If he hadn't have been drunk, everything would have been fine.
That's right.
Really?
It'd just been another day in Oklahoma.
It'd have been just outstanding. Huh. That's it, honey. That's it. We're going 7 miles an hour now. Now be careful. Peepaw's about to gun it. We're going to go around the corner, see if you can take it on 2 wheels.
Look over here at Mama at the camera.
Seriously, I mean...
Yeah.
Really, the drunk part is the bad part. I could see my grandfather doing something like that. Not getting drunk and doing it. But, you know, taking me for a little ride, you know, behind the
Chase.
Mercury on the red flyer.
Chase, I believe there's only one grandparent among the three of us.
I'm just saying. If I were the girls, I'd watch out next time Tom got a bright idea.
I'm just thinking it's some way is he trying to formulate a future justification here. Well, I heard that somebody did this somewhere. I don't know.
I don't think he'd have done it on a public street, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe out in the pasture or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
As a public service, Mother's Day is coming up, in case you didn't know. We're here to help you out with this in what to do and what not to do today. Today, by the way, we happen to have what not to do's for you. And just on a little mental riff here for a second. Are we going to do something for the implosion? Have we decided if we're going to do anything for that?
Well, I don't know that this is necessarily the forum to discuss that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Before we start throwing off ideas that may or may not actually work out, pan out, be legal, be allowed, that our lawyers will allow.
Okay. All right, we're working on it, folks. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. They ain't going to put me on the 8th floor.
No, but we're just...
Like Slim Whitman, you know.
Yeah. We're Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens.
Slim Whitman.
I'm still alive.
Yeah, we're thinking about it. I just want to let you know, it hasn't escaped us.
Come up in conversation.
Yeah.
Well, for crying out loud, it's still 3 weeks away. Knowing us, we won't plan anything till the 22nd.
Oh, that early.
Yeah, really.
Man, I'm giving us an extra day.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how that works out.
There's Tom in that penthouse. How are things looking?
Is there some reason I need to be out of here? Where are the windows?
Yeah.
In the meantime, here we go. Got some really bad Mother's Day ideas. So I want to tell you now so that if you happen to have purchased any of these, you've still got time to do an exchange or return. Cleaning slippers. Have you seen these?
Mm-mm.
The ultimate gift from your caring son. All you moms have to do is slip on the Slipper Genie, priced at just $7.50, plus shipping handling. And they'll do the cleaning on hardwood, linoleum, and tile. All you have to do is shuffle. Well, if you pick up your feet and do heel toe, you're not going to get much clean.
No.
But, Mom, if you go ahead and shuffle through the trailer, it'll be all right. Aging breath spray. That's right. How about telling your mom that she's old and she has bad breath on the same day? There actually is something called aging breath spray for $8.99.
Throw that spray away.
And, of course, how about the diagnostic code reader for vehicles? Mom always calls you with the car problems. Here's the solution. The diagnostic code reader for vehicles, only $128. It's a handy device for Mom. She can plug it right into her vehicle as long as she owns a 1996 or later and get a diagnostic of what the problem is. She can find the reason for that alarming check engine light right there. Catch hidden problems and more. Perfect way to spare mom from worrying about car repairs that she's going to pay for.
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, check engine light comes on. Is your gas tank open again?
Yeah.
Mom.
Again.
Come on, Mom.
Let me give you the checklist. Let's run through that.
Let's run through the simple stuff first.
Just some stuff to help you out for Mother's Day. You know.
Before we start tearing out the circuitry, let's
let's do the simple stuff, right.